She prepared and competed and had proven she was ready for the Paralympics, and she had qualified. Her road getting this far had been tough. Born in Langley, BC in Canada and raised in Aldergrove, she had been riding horses since she was 7. She rose quickly through the pony club and competed in eventing and show jumping. She had worked on a ranch and specialized in preparing animals and rides for the movie industry. But her world changed in a ranch accident when a large bale fell off the haystack, landing on her back, and she was paralyzed from the waist down. Now, after going through all the changes needed to become a pararider, she was finally ready for the Games in 2008 in Beijing, and her horse was injured, and she would not be able to go. I'm Jungle Jim Hunter, and you're listening to 831 Living Your Best Life podcast, where we inspire participation, communicate precision, and empower performers to podium. And I hope you will listen to this podcast and go to your favorite podcast provider and share it with other people, friends and relatives, or junglejimhunter.com or YouTube, and subscribe, download, click on like, rate and review us, and become an 831er, somebody who lives their best life because you helped others live their best life. Well, the 16th Paralympic Games are well underway, and I hope you are watching and enjoying them as much as I have been enjoying them. Watch them and support these athletes as much as you do the Olympic athletes. Lauren Barwick grew up knowing what it meant to overcome challenges. Having 2 siblings born with disabilities, she was engaged every day in helping her mother care for her siblings, as well as caring for the animals and, of course, the horses she loved to ride. She had her heart set on going to culinary school after high school, but not long after she started, she decided to move on in another direction, and pull back to the horses was so great for her to keep her going in that direction that she wanted to get back on a horse. Her mother often referred to her as Crash because she was so bold in her riding that it seemed like she would just recover from an injury only to crash again off of another horse or another riding episode. Earlier, she had fallen off the horse and broken 2 vertebrae in her neck and was laid up and couldn't ride until healed. But as soon as she could, she was right back at it again. Then, that day when she went to feed the animals, the bale fell on her, and she no longer had use of her legs. She said to herself and anyone else that she would never ride again. Then, watching everyone else and how it affected them, she realized there on the 9th floor of the hospital that she could sit and feel sorry for herself, or she could get over it. Her brother had been born with a severe brain injury, and her sister has Down syndrome, and so she just had to get over it and get moving again. At first, she wasn't sure if she could ride again, and then 2 people picked her up and put her on a horse and said, "That's it. You're going for a ride." The joy of riding and learning para-equestrian dressage inspired her to continue, and all of a sudden, the chance to go to the Paralympics was inspiring enough to keep her on it. In 2007, she moved to the Pirelli Natural Horsemanship Center in Colorado and had become a 4-star senior instructor. Her preparation prepared her for the Games in 2008, and she was ready when her horse was injured. The horse, if injured, cannot go and cannot compete until they're healed. Now, with only months to go, it seemed that dream couldn't be. However, another dressage athlete that did not make the team called and offered to let her use her horse if she thought she could get to know the horse well enough and get ready in the few short months she had. Lorraine told me she approached the horse slowly in her motorized wheelchair. Like a person, she would step by step by step move closer. Once she was close enough that the horse could have reached out with his curious nose, she waited. The horse moved a little sideways, and then closer, and then in one moment, as if deciding to nestle his head on her lap, the horse just placed it next to her. Lauren stroked the horse's head, and soon they were working in the ring. In dressage, it's all about the coordination of rider and horse to perform in unison. Lauren worked night and day to be ready to perform, and then in the 13th Paralympic Games in Beijing, Lauren brought home the gold medal. Today, she is still competing and preparing for the Tokyo Games and will compete there if everything goes right. I hope you will watch her at the Tokyo Games in 2020. Lauren has personal benchmarks when asked about winning the gold. She said, "It's a journey of horsemanship for me to become a better horsewoman. It's about the things you overcome. I may win a medal, but it's only a moment in time. Ride as many horses as you can. That is what makes you a good rider," she would say. "To try is to risk failure. To not try at all, you guarantee it." Then she was asked if she ever thinks about what would have happened if the bale had not landed on her. Does she ever think about where she might be even maybe in the Olympic Games? I'm not glad about the bail, she said, but I don't resent it. Before the accident, I was happy. I had the job I wanted and I liked it. I had a boyfriend and I liked him, but I didn't know who I was as a person. The hay bale has opened up opportunities. I think there are always doors opening, but it's whether people choose to go through them that makes the difference. I hope you are watching the Paralympic Games as much as you did the Olympic Games. I am inspired by athletes like Lauren Barwick. And these athletes are so inspiring because of what they have to overcome first before they even do their sport. I'm inspired just to be around them. I know you will be as well. Thank you for listening, and I hope you will have grown and will be living your best life the next time we meet. My quote for the day? If you've been knocked down to where it seems you're all but dead, celebrate with a wake-up call.